And Wendell Quisenberry, our Tomahawk School District Administrator, here with us for our Wednesday morning conversation. Good morning, Wendell.
Good morning, Jeff.
All right, we're going to get caught up on what's going on at school. How was the rink last night? I understand pink was a prominent color out there last night.
Yeah, sure was. We had a board meeting, so I got over there a little bit late,
right.
But it was a full house, and a lot of fundraising going on. So great night, great win. Always fun when you can beat Lakeland.
Yeah, how about those hockey hatchets? There's talk about them all over the place. I can't remember where I was, but they were saying, "Oh, you're from Tomahawk. Boy, you guys got a good hockey team."
Yeah. It was funny because I was I had a procedure on my foot not long ago, so I was having a follow-up surgery, and my doctor actually brought it up.
Really?
In the follow-up. So yeah, it seems like there's a lot of people all over the place that are hearing about our hockey team, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Absolutely. So, hockey big up north here especially. So, go Hatchets. School board election update. Let's start there with our chat here this morning about the meeting yesterday. School board election update.
Yep. So, we will have the notice to file of candidacy was January 7th, the deadline for that. So, we do have a current board member in Ann Swinty who has filed her paperwork. She will be running again. We had an open seat vacated by Dick Huseby, who has been on our board for 10 years.
Yeah, a long time.
He did, a brief time on the board and then had a hiatus there and then came back. But for the past 10 years, he's been a steady seat on that board and has offered a lot of guidance and wisdom and brings another element of expertise that is important to consider, and he's definitely somebody that's been well respected and done a really good job. So we're going to miss him, wish him the best, thank him for everything that he's done for our school and community. So that we will have an open seat in the city of Tomahawk, and then we also had a notice of candidacy filed by Steve Heinrich, who will be on the ballot as well. So.
So are then these races contested?
No.
Okay.
Right now, unless there's write-ins. So, but as of right now, they will be the only names on the ballot for those areas.
So folks that want to have their input, the best way to get your input in is sitting on that board.
Yeah, and if there's anybody out there in the city of Tomahawk area that would be interested in learning more about what it means to be a board member and what those duties are, what those expectations are, please contact my office. I'd be happy to sit down with you and go through it. It's definitely a rewarding experience and an important piece of guiding our district and having a say in the direction that we're going. So,
from the administrator's perspective, what kind of individual makes a good school board representative?
I'll take anybody on that board that is interested in seeing our district move forward. If you're passionate about kids, you're passionate about teachers, you're passionate about education in general, then I think you've got a good point to be on that board. And for me, it's not... we like to have different opinions. We like to have a rich, robust conversation around topics. And so I never get into what's your opinion on this? What's your opinion on that? If you're passionate about kids, there's a place for you on that board.
Yeah, you can find a place. Okay, so just call your office if people are interested, and you can take it from there.
Yep, you bet.
Okay, got it. What were some of the topics on this referendum? I understand you're getting some questions about it when you're out and about and things like that, so let's talk about referendum that's coming up. And Zach said in the coverage of the news this morning, there was referendum packets passed out at the game last night. So what are some of the things in this referendum that people are talking about? What questions are you getting? Let's get into that a little bit.
Yeah, so first, we did schedule, and the more that we get information out, the more questions are going to come in, and that's a good thing. So we're trying to get out and talk to as many stakeholder groups as we can. So we're scheduling meetings with them, the board, and myself primarily, hitting townships, going to town board meetings, making sure that getting information out the best that we can there. We have some community information sessions coming up, so you're going to see more of this on our social media. We'll advertise with JJQ here as well and get the announcement out through the leader and every other avenue that we have available to us. But January 27th and 29th, we'll have two sessions starting at 6 p.m. in the auditorium at the school. Excuse me. And then on February 13th, we'll have one at 5:30 that will take place in the auditorium as well. Those will be a great place to get, to get the full picture of why we're here and what we need to do. And that's at the heart of a lot of the questions that I'm getting right now. But you also have an opportunity to ask some questions. The other thing I just want to throw out there before I forget to mention is February 18th is the election date. Okay. So you're going to be hearing a lot of that, you know, from the school, trying to motivate as many people to get out there and vote. And I say motivate to vote, not trying to sway anybody one way or another. Know the facts, know what it's, you know, what this is about and how important it is to the school and community, but make the best decision that you can for you and your family, but get out there and have a say and make sure that you vote.
If somebody were to approach you and say, Wendell, I don't have kids in the district anymore, and I'm not really sure what this is all about, how do you bottom line this real quick to folks when they ask that?
Yeah, and that's kind of at the heart of one of the questions that we have. Why is the school relevant to me?
Yeah.
And I think there's a number of different answers that resonate with people. One is, we had this conversation going back 3 years ago, you and I, and,
right.
and how do we make the school a valuable part, a hub of our community at large? And we've worked very hard to do that. One, it's your facility, use it, right? Mm-hmm. We've said that a lot here. What opportunities do we have for folks to come in and use our fitness center, our pool, our walking areas? Two, we know that having a successful school means that we are providing students opportunities beyond school, whether that be here in Tomahawk or moving on. But if we're going to attract families to come and work at our local businesses that have children, the first thing they're going to look at is what opportunities are my kids going to have if I decide to settle in Tomahawk versus Rhinelander, Merrill, Minocqua, so on and so forth. Right now, we have a very successful school, but that takes people, it takes quality people, and it takes resources. And, you know, one of the things that I hear more often than not is you guys just had a referendum, $3.25 million. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you didn't do what was necessary if you're coming back and asking us for the same amount. And my counter to that is the fact that we're asking for the same amount, I think, demonstrates a
You're
lot
doing as far your job.
As how
yeah.
fiscally responsible yeah. we have been. Most of the areas around us, if they're going back to referendum, are asking for more money. We have avoided that fiscal cliff, even though all the federal dollars and everything that were available to us. So $3.25 million projected out for 4 years to sustain and grow what we have currently going, I think demonstrates a lot about not just the sound financial commitments that we made, but how people have really found a way to do more with less within our ranks. Teachers, other administrators, you know, our paraprofessionals, our maintenance folks, our custodians, everybody has really tightened their belt and committed to doing great things for kids, even though that doesn't always mean you get an extra check to do it to buy mm-hmm. more stuff.
Doing more with less, that's the phrase that really stood out there. That's pretty much the marching orders at our school. You need to do more with less because we respect people. We respect the taxpayers' dollars here. We know we've got an elderly community here, and we need to be very responsible with that.
Correct.
So that would be the operational words right there.
Yep, yep. Yeah. And that's the biggest thing that I think if, you know, it's hard to really look at it and say, look at your tax bill and tell me, is it better than it was 3 years ago?
Yeah.
I can't say that to people because there's so many variables in that have maybe changed their taxes.
Mm-hmm.
However, what I can say is look at the school portion of your tax bill. That's the only variable, one small one in the whole equation of things that I have or we have some control over. And if you look at what that was in 2022, 2023, and now 2024, you'll see that it's very similar. Unless there's been reassessments that have changed a few things. But as far as what our ask for from our community, we've been able to, and I've talked about this before, levy under our maximum authority to be responsible to the folks in our
mm-hmm.
community. We had the authority to go back and take more. We didn't. And that's part of our commitment to our community as a whole. Whether you have students in our district or whether you don't, you know, the promise that we can make is we're not going to take more just because we can. We're going to hold that line on taxes. 3.25 is really what we need to sustain and grow what we've got, and we're going to do everything we can to stay within that number.
I've been doing this radio thing almost 35 years now, Wendell, and way back at the beginning of my career, people were talking about school district referendums. And it was basically when I would ask, you know, school people, you know, why are we doing this? Well, we have to have this much money. This is the way we fund our schools here in this state. We're property rich up north, and this is just the way it is.
Yep.
The way we fund our schools is the way we fund our schools. Things cost more in our houses every year, so they're going to cost more at school every year, too. And so that's why it's just the way it's done. It's not just Tomahawk. This is pretty much statewide now. And it yeah. was really kind of a trickling effect, Wendell, over these 35 years. There was just a few districts, a lot of them up north here especially, were doing these referendums. It's reached the whole state. Nobody's immune from this anymore in the state of Wisconsin because it's the way it's done until somebody figures out another or better way to do it. This is it.
Right. right? And you hit the nail on the head. It's not a localized issue. And I think that's evidenced by the vast number of schools that have to go to operational referendums just to provide kids opportunities that they need. It's at the point where we can't ignore that anymore. There's a fundamental issue with how schools are funded. If nearly all of the schools in our state have to ask their taxpayers for more money. And the piece of it, I think it's, you know, when you get past it, well, you just spend too much, or teachers make too much, or administrators make too much, or whatever it is. When you get past all of that and really look at the numbers and see that that's really not the case, what we have to look at is how do we make this a bigger issue? Because a lot of our taxpayers and communities are saying, yes, we understand. Yeah. We're going to open our wallets up and make sure that our kids have those opportunities. And I think that speaks volumes to our legislators as well, as even the people in this state are saying, they need help.
And people that say y'all are making too much money at school, I want to ask a question to those people. Would you take your car to a minimum wage mechanic? Are you going to take your car to a mechanic that really knows what he's doing, has earned his living, and is making a good wage? Who are you going to trust with your car? If you're going to take your car to the more expensive mechanic, how dare you risk your kids with lesser paid teachers? I just think when people say it, I'm like, are you kidding me?
Well, and I think the bigger part to me is I wish we could reward our highest quality teachers more.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the piece where I look at it, is the bottom line, and wherever you sit on the issue and on what teachers make in that, and I just didn't just say teachers, but people that work at a school in general, you know, comparatively to other areas, then that's what you have to look at. Teaching in particular is a hard job.
Nobody's getting rich either.
It's a hard job.
Yeah.
And I don't think, you know, people see the toll that it takes to when you, you know, for all the behind the scenes things that you have to do to be a quality educator, there's a lot there. It doesn't just happen, you know, from 7:45 to 3:30 is really the time in the day where you see kids. All your the prep and everything that you have to do to be prepared to do great things for those kids happens at a different time.
And it ain't just kids taking homework home at night. It's the teachers too.
Right. Yeah. Right. And that's a, you know, that's something where when we talk about, we're going to talk about our showcase here in a minute, but that's the piece that we need to do a better job of telling our story. And it's hard to do because we don't have a big communications department. We don't have a communications department as a whole at all.
Right.
Or even a person dedicated to that other than myself. So, It's hard to get that story out. And the one thing that I do like about referendum time is the fact that this is the time where I get to go tell our story.
Right.
This is a good time. And it's and I think it resonates well with people around here because there's so many great things happening in our school. And from a leadership standpoint, when we talk about it as our admin team, the problem with school funding and referendums is this. When you go to your staff and you go to your teachers and you ask them to buy into a mission and a vision and a set of goals that are going to really help kids, help our district move forward, and they do, and they put themselves out there and they commit to those things. And if you get to a referendum cycle, there could be pieces that are far beyond your control. Nothing that the school did or didn't do. The fact that maybe people are uncertain about markets, maybe they're uncertain about inflation or uncertain about their own jobs and that sort of thing, and that referendum doesn't pass, it derails all of those things. And then you're going back, and how are you going to remotivate those people to commit to doing all those extra things on a mission, knowing that 2 or 3 years down the line, the rug might be ripped out again? And that's a fundamental thing that I think we need to address with referendums across our state, is how do you grow schools in the direction you want to when your funding could be cut every number of years?
I worry, Wendell. I don't think we're immune up here in Tomahawk. We've got a lot of community support, and we always have. I would assume you would concur with that.
For sure.
But there are some communities where I'm starting to hear their school districts are dissolving. They weren't behind, the community wasn't behind the referendum. They voted down, and now there are some school districts that are no more. Mm-hmm. And I'm starting to wonder, how could that possibly happen here in Tomahawk? And I know it's probably a long shot, but we're not immune.
We're not immune, but I think that we have a lot of pride in our community, and a lot of that pride comes down to ensuring that our kids are at, you know, the top of that priority level in our minds, and I think we have a lot of that here.
Good.
I think this is a community that really rallies behind our school. We got to do things right, and that's the biggest thing. When I go out and try to message this, I want to be very transparent. We're doing everything we can to answer the call that was brought up in front of us at the last referendum. How did you open our building? How did you maintain our building? How have you provided better opportunities for our kids? How have you gotten discipline under control? and behaviors under control, and offered the mental health supports that we need for our kids that maybe they're not getting in other places. And I think that's where we get to go out and tell our story. Here's what we've done and what we're going to continue to do.
You just gave people excellent questions to answer. They can ask you those questions. You would have answers for every single one of them, and they can go to the poll with a clear mind and know that they're making a good choice for themselves and our community.
Yep, and the important thing, you know, I know we talk about 3.25. This is a continuation. It's a renewal. It's not an additional referendum. It's good. Your taxes should look very similar as what they did a year ago.
And it's not for bells and whistles. It's just keep things going the way they are right now, correct?
Correct. And I will add one thing, but that does offer us a little bit of an opportunity over the next 4 years to make some strategic investments and tweaks and changes as we can.
Now, this is where the rubber meets the road when you're talking about everything you've just been talking about. This winter showcase, you explained to me what that was, and I think this is exactly what people want to hear. What is our money getting us? What are they doing different? How are they using these tax dollars? This winter showcase, I think, is a great example.
Yeah, so on February 13th from 4 to 7 p.m. is our traditional parent-teacher conferences for the spring parent-teacher, even though we're a long ways from spring, it seems like, on February 13th, right? But this year, we're going to try to do something a little bit different. Add to that, we still have the traditional conferences that can be scheduled and that can take place, but we've tasked our staff across the board with find something to showcase. Find something that's a point of pride for your program, your class, your department, et cetera, and let's put it on display that night. So we'll be there. Some board members will be there. We'll definitely be talking referendum that evening as well, the importance of it. But we're going to have from the arts to our music department to, you know, to our general classrooms and some of the things that they found, or just grade levels throughout the elementary, there's going to be a lot of things on display that we're showcasing to try to show our families a lot of the great things that we talk about, but now you can come and you can actually see and witness it.
Good deal. And district survey is coming out real soon, right?
Yeah, so okay. We are bumping that up. We typically do our survey in April, and we're going to move it to that showcase night. So so it coincides around that. So the survey will open up, I think, the 12th, and then the 13th, we're going to have some information and some opportunities where people can, we're going to try to draw as much attention to our families as we can, to try to get more people filling that survey out.
There we go. Shut that down.
But we also, okay, on that evening, or with that survey, I mean, we're adding an activities component to that. So in the past, we've had about 20% of our families that fill that out. I want to see that upwards of 50, 60, 70%. The survey to us informs decision making. It is one component of things that we consider. What is our public telling us? What is our families telling us? What are our staff telling us? What are our students telling us? And we utilize that, one, to build goals within our strategic plan, but also when we make some decisions down the road on the direction we want to take, we have some information from our public. 20% doesn't give us a quality pool to really grab from, so we want to see that number much higher. We're hoping we can add some activities parts in here too, and that might spark some individual interest in filling that out. So the questions really are going to be around, what are you currently involved in? What types of things would you like to see? What are you involved in that's not offered? And what type of barriers do you have currently that prevent you maybe from participating in things that you normally would? So that component will be part of that, and we will have that a lot of information and a lot of you know, try to motivate people to take that survey at our showcase as well.
Got it. And I'm sure Zach will be updating folks as he gets information too.
Yeah. Yeah. Zach does a great job. He's a great partner in that. So we appreciate that.
Our January staff shout out. This is something we started at the end of the year last year. And now let's get it going here for the first time in 2025. Let's talk about that staff you're so proud of.
Yeah. So we're going to jump back to December, and we're going to talk about Christy Anderson, who is our elementary music teacher. And I'm going to give her a shout out on her efforts with that Christmas program. It's a huge undertaking, takes so much organization. Light of Hope was the theme this year. Kindergarten, first, third, and fifth were the participating classes. They did an excellent job, excellent turnout. Again, a great thing to showcase for our families. And she never lets us down. She goes above and beyond with everything that she does. She'll do a winter music program, and then she also does a lot for the Red, White, and Blue in the spring. And if you've ever gotten to see some of Christy's work, it's impressive, and we're always very proud of what she accomplishes. And I also want to throw out on her, I don't want to say counterpart, but her partner in this is Nikki Schiltz, who's our elementary art teacher, and takes this opportunity to display all of the artwork that kids have created leading up to this. And Nikki behind the scenes, you know, not only takes that artwork, but she organizes it in a way that, and puts on a little art show in that commons where you can see your kids' art, you can see other kids' arts and or projects that they put up there. So it just adds so much to that, to not only the holiday season, but to that event as well. So both of them, definitely want to give them a shout out, thank them for their efforts and their hard work. And
it's, you know, a nice
happy to have them on board.
It's a nice thing to look at as the kids walk through the door in a school, starting their day off with those positive images and things that they see too. So congratulations to both of those folks, and keep up the good work. Thank you for being here in Tomahawk. We appreciate that. Wendell, anything else before I let you get out of here today?
No, it's a great time to be a Hatchet. I look forward to getting out in the public and seeing as many people as I can. Anybody that's got questions, referendum or otherwise, please contact my office. Always remember, we do have a referendum web page out there with a lot of frequently asked questions and an ability to submit questions there. It's TomahawkReferendum2025.org.
Got it. Wendell, thanks for being here this morning. Thanks for everything you do at school, and we'll see you next month.
Thanks for the opportunity, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Wendell Quisenberry, our school district administrator, with us this morning here on our Sunrise Show.